The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is strongly advised. Welcome to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. To contact Joanne live, send her an email right now, realityradio101@yahoo.com. And now, your host of Down the Garden Path, Joanne Shaw.
Thank you very much, Gary. Can you hear me okay? There we go. Thank you, and welcome to Down the Garden Path. Thank you for joining us this evening. Well, gardening season is finally upon us. The weather, I think we have had our last frost, let's cross our fingers, last Friday night into Saturday morning. So I think we are good to go to get planting. As many as you know, my goal and my vision for this show every week is to provide down-to-earth practical advice for your garden, plants, and all things landscaping. And of course, my favorite topic of landscape design, since I'm a landscape designer, and I strongly believe that great landscapes start with a great plan. So on that theme, I have to say that my guest tonight ties in perfectly, and I can't wait for you to meet her. Her name is Bren Haas, and here's a little bit about her. Living and growing in Zone B, Ohio, so even though she's in the U.S., her growing is very much the same as our, her growing zone is very much the same as us here in the GTA and surrounding areas. Bren has been a nature and gardener lover since the day she was born, growing up with a farmer's daughter as a mom and a dad who was an avid home gardener and nature lover. Today, she gardens and maintains 18 acres in the middle of some of Ohio's richest farmland with her family of four. Bren is the administrator and creator of the hashtag GardenChat social identity and the website Connect, Share, and Grow, co-host of Garden Chatter. You can also find Bren over at HGTV Gardens, answering questions on Ask and Share, and throughout the site. In addition to gardening, Bren is a photographer, writer, and speaker. Wow. Welcome to the show, Bren.
Hey, Joanne. Boy, you tired me out reading
off that. I know. I'm thinking, thank you for joining me down the garden path today. And I'm thinking, with all you've got going on, when do you have time to garden?
I know, right? Well, you know, that's the cool thing about today with social media and all the cool electronic devices we have. You can easily share with the world while you're out in the garden.
That's true. That's true. I did some of that today. I tweeted a picture out while we were removing some plants in a garden. So, yes, that's very true. That's very true. And I think it's cool that we, quote unquote, met online. So Bren and I have never met each other in person. I really want to talk about that, how the social media and gardening, which to some people might think really is nothing in common with those two, but you have really, kind of created a team of that, you know, a team of gardeners on social media.
There's a great group of gardeners out there, and you know, if you're not sharing online, I would love to encourage everybody to check it out because you're really missing out.
Yes. Yes, and I know myself, and I'm sure most of the gardeners listening have had a question or two and in the past about whether it's houseplants or out in the garden, and you've looked in a book or you've Googled it, but the information is, you know, sometimes you Google a question and it's, you know, the information's or the answer's from 2009, or it's not necessarily in your zone. You know, my problem that I have here in zone 5 is not going to be the same as somebody in British Columbia or Arizona, for instance. I think hashtag garden chat. So I really wanted you to explain to us about how hashtag garden chat evolved to become what it is today.
Boy, first of all, thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's great to be able to speak with you. It's almost like meeting you in person.
I know.
Garden chat came along. It was about 2009. Twitter was fairly new. And there was a group of people who, we were tweeting things about our garden and cats and food, you know, kind of like we do today. But it was different because we all were trying to figure out, what is this Twitter? You
right,
know,
am yes.
Am I sharing too much? What do I share, you mm-hmm. know? And we stumbled upon a hashtag, which around that time, you know, they were just evolving, about
yes.
2009, and a group of us gardeners, we kind of would try to participate on Ag Chat, which is there's still a huge network today, and there were a few others out back then, but, you know, we knew that we needed our place, you know,
oh,
as gardeners,
okay. Yep.
So there came Garden Chat, and we've always stuck, you know, we'd always meet up on Monday. It just seemed to work, and you know, if you follow social media rules, it's kind of good to stay with the same routine and not switch it around too much.
Right.
So we used to do some crazy things on there, sharing, sowing seeds during Super Bowl Sunday. We did Super Sow Sunday.
And okay.
It's been really fun. And, you know, even today, you know, that was about five and a half, 6 years ago. There's, you know, still quite a few of the original people who were tweeting about gardening back then who still will pop in and, you know, share. So,
oh, that's great.
It's pretty cool. It's like a little family.
Yes.
You know?
And now, do you have any measuring ability, like to know how many people are there?
Yes. Oh, well, you know, back in the day, there wasn't much of that. I think we were all, you know, we're just trying to figure things out.
Right.
And, you know, there's, you know, you can purchase different, I guess it's software where it will tell you what your impressions are,
okay.
Things like that. I do have a little program that my husband helped put together that I can kind of keep track of who's sharing and things like that. So that's neat. And that, you know, that kind of keeps me going too, you know,
mm-hmm.
just knowing that it's growing. It's
yes.
still growing. And we are making a difference just with, you know, the simple things we share about. Yeah.
No, it's true. I agree. And I think there is something, Gary, this is to you too, like statistics help you keep you motivated, right? Knowing
yeah,
the statistic, knowing the statistic, knowing that people are listening and people are participating,
yeah.
it you kind of do need that, you know?
Sure.
Some people say you do it just for the love of it, but really, no. Well,
right.
You do, but same with the garden, right? We do it for the love of it, but we do it because
right.
we want to see, I think it's a great sense of accomplishment, right? We could clean our houses all day long and in, you know, an hour our families wrecked it, but we can garden for, a day and that garden lasts for a long, long time,
right.
So.
Well, and then the really cool thing about cyber gardening is there's always something blooming, you know?
Yes.
We've got a few people who share from New Zealand right now.
Yes.
And I know they appreciate what we're sharing here over, you know, in the States and Canada because, you know, they're entering their winter.
That's right.
So it's really fun using social media to, you know, carry on that conversation with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, get ideas and inspire one another. I mean, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think that's a great term, cyber gardening. That sounds great.
Yeah.
And I think the feature I love the most is it's instantaneous. Like, you know, sometimes there have been other sites where you have to kind of log in and become a member and you post your question and then you have to wait for somebody to answer it. And, you know, it can be, you know, it was efficient at the time, but now it's almost instantaneous. I know even there's a fee. So not only is the hashtag, and for those of you who don't know what a hashtag is, it looks like the number sign. Garden chat. So if you're on Twitter and you're writing something about your garden or you're wanting to share a picture, if you hashtag garden chat, then that goes to the community or anybody who's following hashtag garden chat, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes. Back in the day, you know, it was neat watching other garden enthusiasts help out as well. I mean, it still happens today, but, like, you know, there's a real popular hashtag called Rose Chat. That one just always sticks with me because I just remember one spring, you know, I had this giant red carpet rose, and it was going nuts. Every time I walked out the door, it would just, like, attack me. Right?
Oh, jeez.
And so, you know, I would, you know, I tweeted the picture, and I'm, you know, scared to death because I don't want to kill this rose.
Yeah.
And immediately, almost immediately, I mean, I would say within 5 minutes, I just tweeted a picture of the rose and help, you know. And, you know, there were a couple of people who came on and just walked me through pruning it on Twitter.
Wow.
And today, one of the gentlemen that helped me was Redneck Rosarian, Chris Van Cleve. And you can find him on Rose Chat. But he also, you know, the Rose Crew still pops on Garden Chat as well.
Oh, so, that's great.
Yeah, it's a great group of people.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know it's also on, you can follow it on Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
And I know if you go to the Facebook page and like it, then you kind of see what people post. And there's been a lot of that, you know, pictures of things. Is this a weed or is this a plant? And what plant is it? There's been a lot of that, which is great because I think as a designer, I go to people's homes and they, you know, they're nursing a plant along that they think is really valuable. And I got to be the meanie to say, nope, that's a weed. Get it out. Or I see something that they've just taken out or something, and I'm like, oh no, that was really good. You shouldn't have taken that out. You know.
I know. I mean, it's really, you know, I love telling people about my garden and how my garden evolved, and it was because of social media. I mean, I have things today that I never dreamed of, and you know, I wouldn't have necessarily learned about these things at my local garden. You know, well, first of all, I live out in farmland, so you know, it's a little different than if you lived in a bigger city where, you know, I've been on garden events, and you know, there's some great organizations out there, which, you know, we're pretty lucky we can find it all online now.
Yes.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Like for instance, today I'm finding, as I'm weeding and I'm mulching, I've got a lot of milkweed popping
Ooh.
Up in really weird places.
Okay.
I didn't have last year. And, you know, if it weren't for social media and learning about, you know, milkweed and the butterflies and all that, you know, I wouldn't think twice of just pulling stuff out.
Right.
You know?
No, that's true.
You know, and
yeah.
Now I'm kind of like double thinking.
Yeah.
Can this work right there?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Can I let that grow there and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, that's great. Yeah. We've had I've had several guests on the show about native plants and the butterflies and the bees. So our listeners are definitely familiar with that topic. So that's great. That's
right.
Great.
Are you noticing, it's crazy, right? Earlier today, you know, we spent most of the day outside today. In fact, my family is still out there, you know, working on things in the yard. And, you know, there's a lot of swallowtail already, which seems really early.
Really?
Have you been noticing that?
No, I haven't seen any myself. So,
it just seems really early. I don't know.
Well, that's a good thing, though.
So weird,
right?
You know? Mm-hmm.
I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It's kind of exciting.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure. Now, what about the website? Yeah, so why don't we talk a little bit? Well, first, actually, we'll come back to the website after a commercial break. But how else do you find people are using? I love the pictures and the asking for help on Facebook. How are people using Instagram?
Oh, gosh. You know, Instagram is so so much fun for the hashtag Garden Chat. You know, it's like a magazine.
Yes.
You know, if you just plug in the search bar and you put Garden Chat, just scroll through. I mean, there's just beautiful things blooming. Like, the neat thing about Instagram is it's right now, right?
Right, correct.
So, you know, it's just, it's pretty cool. And, you know, I'm noticing on Instagram as well with the garden world, people are really, you know, it's not like they're just sharing a picture of, say, the vegetable they just planted. They're engaging and asking questions about it on Instagram, which normally you would kind of think should be really simple, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's pretty cool. So click over there and check it out.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I would think Facebook, they'd be asking for help, and Instagram, they'd be kind of showing off, like, you know, this, look what my flowers look like, or, you know, that kind of thing.
There's plenty of that, too.
Yes, and which is good, right? Because that's, because I know, you know, like you say, you live in the country, so you don't have people stopping by just to look at your garden,
no,
you know, and my family, it's great that your family's out there with the garden, because mine certainly isn't, so I get all excited, I think my neighbors think I'm crazy, because I'm always outside taking pictures of things in my garden, right? I'm always thinking, I always have my phone or my camera out, because I think, oh, and having someone to share it with is always a good thing, so... Or to ask
very
questions.
Cool.
Even I get stumped, and I've been having, I don't know if you have endless summer hydrangeas there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have them here. They're quite popular. I've designed with them for years and put them in a number, like a lot of people's gardens. But mine are not performing really well. And I was just at a customer on the weekend, and hers have not. And she had a lot in a big garden in several different places. I designed her garden. She was kind of called me in for a consultation. But she was saying, you know, what do I do? I can't, you know, either they're big and green and there's no flowers, or then there's piddly and a little. And I looked at her, I said, I wish I knew, because I can't make it work either, you know. So it was kind of nice to kind of commiserate with her.
I don't have that specific variety in my garden right now, but I have noticed with the strange weather that we've had here in Ohio, with, you know, it was so cold, and then we had summer. Like,
yes.
In April, early April. I'm noticing, you know, I have things that would normally be blooming in the summer, you know, early summer, right beside tulips that are just finishing up.
Wow.
You know? So I think, you know, maybe just hang on there. You know, everybody, including the flowers, are just kind of confused, right?
Absolutely. I think it's definitely patience. And I know a lot of people are taking things out or thinking things are dead. And I'm like, no, 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 they're not dead yet. Like, you know, give them some time. I think coral bells particularly, they seem to have really not woken up really quickly, heuchera.
Right.
And I've had a number of people say, oh, yeah, I think mine are done, or look at these. They don't. And I'm like, you know what? They actually look fine. Like, they're coming along. It's just been cold. Because even our nighttime temperatures, right, have not been.
Yeah.
We did have that little bit of a heat spell, but the nighttime temperatures were still cool. So yeah, and I think after such a long winter too, everyone gets over anxious, right? We really want to get it all done now and want it all looking good right away. So so patience sometimes I think is the biggest challenge for gardeners, for sure. So, well, I did want to talk more about the website, but let's pause right now for our commercial break, Bryn, and we will be right back on Reality Radio 101. Thank you for listening to Down the Garden Path.
Well, I never thought you'd hurt me. I guess you live in love. The only plan was why you're bound to get burned. Well, I've been mistreated. I've been used before. I get kicked in the face till I come back for more. But I won't cry no more.
Are you looking for that very unique and personal gift? Pamper Me Organically, we have that very special gift for that very special person in your life. Pamper Me Organically is a Canadian-owned and operated company that specializes and sells organic bath and beauty products. Come in and visit us locally in the Pickering Village Courtyard in Pickering, Ontario. Or visit our website at www.pampermeorganically.com. We ship worldwide for all of your online purchases. Call us at 416 416-629-1952. That's 416-629-1952. Remember, at Pamper Me Organically, we never sell any product that contains harmful chemicals, fragrances, colorants, or animal ingredients. We are Pamper Me Organically, where you always get great products at a great price.
Do you have an electrical problem or an electrical service that needs attention, but you just do not know who to call? Relax, we have the answer just for you. Fusion Electrical Services is a professional, licensed, and accredited electrical company that provides excellent sales, service, and advice to you, their cherished customer. At Fusion Electrical Services, we provide all electrical services that deal with residential, industrial, and commercial concerns, from a simple home outlet to hot tubs and pools, ceiling fans, control systems, panel changes, bathroom and kitchen wiring services, and a whole lot more. If you do not know who to call for your electrical concern, please call Dave Wilson at 905-999-5471. That's 905-999-5471. Call Dave today and have your electrical concerns be gone tomorrow.
Will make you want to grow things, so listen up right now. Joanne Shaw and Down the Garden Path, right here on Reality Radio 101. And now, back to your host, Joanne Shaw.
Thank you. We are back on Down the Garden Path on Reality Radio. Welcome back, Bren. I'm just looking at Gary, so that sounds better. Gary was doing some technical stuff in the background.
Sorry about that. We rewired some stuff today when I got back, and we're trying to work out the bugs for the rewiring. So sorry about that.
No, that's good. That's good. Yes, see, just like there's always the technical stuff, and we have the technical stuff outside, right, Bren?
Oh, yeah. Totally. It's super windy. I don't know. Are you guys getting the wind?
We had it more on the... Today wasn't too bad. We had it bad Friday, Saturday, Sunday, really, this weekend. It was really bad.
Crazy.
And quite a cool wind, too. Mm-hmm. How about you?
No, it feels like summer. Just, you know, and it's funny. I'm just watching the showers pop up around me, and then it just rolls right out around me. you know? And, you know, weather's really important.
Yes.
I'm constantly checking... you know, the app for that, and, you know, because my new vegetable plants are just being put outside into the garden, and it's just nothing like Mother Nature on that plant as opposed to me watering it from, you know, the well water.
For sure.
So, yeah.
Now, did you get a frost Friday night into Saturday morning?
You know, the temperatures dropped down to about 38, I think was the lowest reading we had.
Okay.
And you know, I keep my babies in.
Did you?
So closer to June 1st.
Oh,
you know,
good for you.
Many of the vegetables I grow, you know, I've started from seed. So they're just really special to me. And, you know, I've been known to cry if a pepper plant doesn't do so well, you know.
And it's not worth it. I know so many people are, again, it comes back to that patience, right? We're so keen. Mm-hmm. To get out there, and then something like Mother Nature. And I have to confess, so I'm not a seed starter. I don't have the patience for it. But I did have two plants that were started by somebody else, tomato plants that were started by somebody else seed. And they were the whippersnapper tomato plant, which I helped her find.
New.
Yeah, apparently it's one of the first ones that produces fruit, and it stays small. It's great for a container, because I actually grow my vegetables in containers because I don't have a pool in our backyard with no room for a garden. So I have all my, we bought the house that way. I didn't plant it that way, believe me.
Well, that's okay. There's as you're learning, there's tons of great varieties out there that you can grow in containers.
Yes.
And, you know, sit at your patio table and pick a tomato and make a BLT, right?
That's
there, right.
That's right. So, yeah, so I'm just learning the whole vegetable garden part. And so I helped her find these tomato seeds online. So she ordered them and she grew them and I bought them at the horticultural plant sale. And I thought, oh, my goodness. So I was tweeting and I was sharing with customers about the frost. And then I woke up at 2:30 in the morning on Saturday morning and realized that I left the plants outside. So I brought them in. They certainly looked sad, but they have bounced back. So I've been kind of babying them. And I think I'm okay. I think I avoided catastrophe there.
Awesome.
So that is good. So so in addition to the hashtag that you kind of started and it has evolved across all these different social networks, you also created a website called Connect, Share, and Grow. And all the links to all the other things can be found there. But did you want to share with us a little bit more about your ideas and your experience with Connect, Share, and Grow?
Oh, sure. So from the very beginning of Garden Chat, I was always thinking, you know, trying to understand Twitter, trying to understand how, you know, you tweet something and it just kind of goes, right?
Yes.
And where does it go?
Yeah.
So, you know, while we're talking and we're sharing on Garden Chat, even back in the day, you know, I was trying to find a place where we could just kind of harness all that, you know, and just you know, make a website or something. I mean, how can we grab all these valuable tweets about gardening? And, you know, so there's been plenty of third-party websites and even apps where you can, you know, embed tweets and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's constantly changing. And
yeah.
Of course, you know, Twitter keeps changing too, making it, you know, sometimes a little harder to capture a lot of what's being shared. From the beginning, I always had a web page or some space on, you know, it originally started out on my personal page, and then I ended up creating a website to have all the Garden Chat information, which is called ConnectShareGrow.com.
Excellent.
And, you know, just as social media has changed, the website has changed. You know, recently, it used to be everybody knew the little Tweety bird,
mm-hmm.
The Twitter bird with the Garden Chat under it. Well, because, you know, Garden Chat's everywhere. It's not just on Twitter. We've kind of switched it over to the leaf now, right?
Yeah.
And if you go on the website, you can see the very first page opens up, and it, you know, I try to explain, you know, how you can connect with others with the Twitter event that happens tonight.
That's right.
Are you going to be there?
I am. Yes. I get home in just enough time. Yes. I usually, I get home. So yes, I will be there. So,
okay. And then, also, Google's quite popular over the last few years here. Just all the different networks that are out there, platforms for sharing, whether it be Instagram, Facebook, Google, heck, even on Flickr, we've got a group. I think it's important to put it all over the place, because what I'm finding on each different network, there's different gardeners, different
right.
people who
yep.
are sharing. And that's just really important to me. And
oh,
so it's all just kind of harnessed together and popped there on the ConnectShareGrow.com website.
Okay. So and on that website, that's where you can find past. So if you've missed or, you know, or if you've mm-hmm. questions or missed, obviously, if you're new to Garden Chat, then you can go back and look at past chats and past information, and that can all be found there.
Right. If you just go up in the main menu bar, whether you be on mobile or if you're on your PC, just pull down the archive of events, and you'll find the Garden Chat transcripts. There's blog posts recapping past Monday night events. There's also we've done live Garden Chats, which are kind of fun, like little Twitter parties.
Oh, neat.
Where we all get together and, you know, share in person and tweet, which it gets a little crazy.
Yes.
But it's really neat. I remember after one of the first live events, or it was at a garden writer event, and you know, I met a couple of people that I only knew from their little, you know, their little Twitter picture. And it's kind of neat because, you know, after they, you get home and they tweet you again, you can kind of hear their voice now. Right?
Yeah, it's like putting a face to a name, right? Then it's
exactly,
now you put a voice to
exactly.
a face. We kind of get to see people's faces. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny, too. So many of our listeners, you know, even internet radio is new to them. So a lot of our listeners are new to listening to radio on the computer. So if there's anyone out there that has any questions about any of these social media things that we're talking about, then please email us a question while Bren is here to answer them at realityradio101@yahoo.com. If you've got questions about Twitter or questions about hashtag Garden Chat, then we'd love to hear them, right, Bren?
Mm-hmm. No, that's great.
Excellent. So I think we've been alluding to, my last question is about to kind of describe the Twitter chat, but I think maybe we should talk about that sooner versus later, because there's the hashtag Garden Chat, which you can do anytime, right, on Twitter, anything that you want to, you know, show other gardeners, you can just hashtag your tweets. Hashtag Garden Chat, correct?
Totally, yeah.
Okay.
And it's constantly, even, you know, in the States, we have a holiday today, of course.
Yes.
Memorial Day. There's still some great, there's been some container displays with the flag and things people are sharing, but also I'm noticing lots of vegetables.
Yes.
Lots of vegetables. People are out there getting their plants growing.
And yeah,
it's pretty
yeah,
fun.
That's great. So in addition to that hashtag Garden Chat, there is something called, now would we call it a Twitter chat? We call it a, I know it's called gardening chat, but I guess it's more like
yeah.
a Twitter event?
I think they still just call it a Twitter chat.
Okay.
There's quite a few of them out there. Like, you know, you got your foodie chat.
That's
they,
right.
They still come up and things. And so, yeah, every Monday night you can get on Twitter.
9 o'clock.
Hashtag.
Yep. 9 o'clock Garden Eastern Chat. Standard Time, right? 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Yep, that's correct. Yep.
Okay.
And so, boy, the first, it's pretty organized.
It is.
For the most part. You may not think that when you start seeing all those tweets fly.
Yes, yeah.
I always like to point out to people that, you know, use those third party apps. I really enjoy the TweetDeck.com
okay.
services that they have, which, you know, basically, to my understanding, TweetDeck is owned by Twitter, so you can pretty well trust what's going on there. You can pull up different columns, okay? So I always have the Garden Chat column on my PC going constantly just so I can see what people are sharing and engage with others. And then during the event, you know, I recommend you put that search bar up so you can see instantly, you know, what people are saying. But then also have a search bar up with the @thegardenchat profile, which is me.
Okay.
But I use that account to share the questions that are being presented that night.
Okay, so every Monday there's a topic or a question, a
yes.
topic, and then you yep. have like, you kind of have set questions, right? Is it normally 10 questions?
Yeah, we try to keep it, well, we keep it at 10, and
okay.
I always reserve 11 for our friends over at Plants Map. They like to share recipes.
Oh, okay.
And the dessert, so... We got to have the dessert. That's question 11.
Okay, that's question 11. So, yeah, so it is very organized. I have to admit it is
yeah.
a little overwhelming at first, but so our listeners understand. So everybody is live there all at the same time, but they're just mm-hmm. everybody's sitting there at their computers talking about the same topic and sharing about the same topic live at the same time on Twitter.
Right.
And you can follow that. And it is very well organized. So you have like question one, like Q1 is the first question, and then answer one. People answer, you know, reply with their answer. And usually they're zoned because there's a range of people from all over North America, Canada and U.S., of course. And like you mentioned, New Zealand and Australia, we've had people I've seen join. So people will kind of say, oh, well, I'm in zone 7 or I'm in zone, you know, 3 type of thing.
Right.
So I think it's really cool. And I know the first few times I didn't really say anything or do anything. Like I just watched, right? And I took it all in. And that's okay, too.
Right.
And then when there's, you know, it's a topic that, you know, intrigues you or you want to know more about, then you can kind of chime in once you kind of have gotten the gist. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah, totally. I like to reserve the first 15 minutes for people to come on. And, you know, it's kind of like when you enter a party. You know, you're going to come in and you're going to say hey to everybody and grab your drink or whatever. And also that's a great time. I encourage people to share what hardiness zone that they're growing in. That's a wonderful way to, you know, you could favorite that tweet if that person ends up being in your zone, or, you know, use Twitter and make a list. You could list people in your hardiness zone off of Garden Chat, you know. I also like to ask who's new.
Right.
And that's kind of been it's really a cool trend we've got going. There's been many new people coming on each week, which... That's awesome.
Yeah.
More people gardening, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's neat. And also, even with my radio show, I mean, which I started in November, which wasn't, you know, absolutely not gardening season. But, you know, listeners have come to the show, you know, really well, considering we were talking about gardening, but while we couldn't be gardening. And I think that was a neat thing about Garden Chat, too, is now we are all, you know, for the most part, all of us are all busy in the garden. I'm sure even the Australians and New Zealanders are just kind of wrapping up. But, you know, a few months ago, we were all just talking about gardening, and it was great. You really looked forward to Monday night so you could feel like you were a gardener again, even though it was just on Twitter and you weren't really doing anything in your garden. So I think that's a great thing out there. And I just really love the immediacy of it. You know, I think that's a big advantage of good and bad. You know, social media kind of gets a bad rap for the immediacy of some of the negative stuff or some of the other things. But I think it's great that we can harness the gardening and the help from other people.
Right.
The immediacy of it all.
Right. Well, like you were saying, you know, a couple of months ago, we were, you know, you felt like you weren't really in the garden, but you were, because, you know, it was neat. People are sharing, you know, what seeds they're starting, and you know, it helped me, because, you know, you don't want to start tomatoes too close or too early in the
right.
spring, because then you'll have them too soon, or, you know, and then, you know, I was really into wanting to start some new herbs this year, and it was neat talking to some of the herbists that are they called herbists? It's herbists, right?
I don't know, but I'm sure they know. I'm sure if they're
the
listening.
Herb,
yeah, those herb planting seed people, yes.
You know, but it was neat because it's like, you know, they were honest, you know, like, you know, you might not want to try that one. You may get discouraged. It's really hard. So, I mean, you know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, I think that is great. Yeah. And I know I participated. I don't know if you'll remember, but I participated on the seed one, seed starting one. And I kind of tweeted, because I totally am not, just also because I'm a landscape designer. And this is my, like, aside from gardening, this is like my insane busy time for my living.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Starting seeds is not, like, I can barely remember to, you know, eat, let alone start seeds. So I kind of listened and really enjoyed everybody's chat. But I tweeted and said, you know, sorry, I'm not a seed starter, but I just wanted to be part of the, I just wanted to be, feel part of the group, you know, and part of that excitement. So I think that, and I've let other people, obviously I'm planting, I'm still trying to plant vegetables and experiment with a few things and introducing more vegetables into my flower gardens as well. That's my goal for this year. And I'm really seeing that as a trend. Pretty much every customer I visit, they are asking about vegetables. From, you know, older people to people with children. It's really, I mean, I was concerned because I went on Saturday, my one customer, they had already planted their vegetable garden and we had that frost. And I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, and I ran right over. And it was very funny because, you know, it was like 8 feet by 1 foot. And she had so many plants in there. And she was fine. She didn't, it was close to the house, so she no frost damage or whatever. But I kind of looked at them and said, yeah, it's too small. Like, you got to make that bigger, these plants. And she's like, well, it's just a cherry tomato plant. I'm like, yeah, it's going to get big. You know,
cherry,
like,
tomato. Oh, no.
Yeah. So,
those are pretty hardy, though. I mean,
they are.
Probably prune those back pretty good and they'll do fine, maybe.
Yeah, but these were still pretty tight. right. She planted a lot in here. And so I could see the wife was like, okay. And the husband was like, great, more work, right? Because he did all the digging, you know. So it was like a brand new garden, brand new sod, new house, you know. So they were so keen. And it's so nice to see. And I think that is a really big trend. And I think
that's wonderful.
Yeah. And I think that's another resource.
After you mentioned the Instagram, I haven't been over there in the past hour and a half. I'm always checking all the networks to see what's going on, you know. And it was neat. You know, majority of what I'm seeing is vegetable shares.
Oh,
you know?
Very cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Well, let's pause there and we'll stop for one more commercial break and then we'll wrap up with our hashtag Garden Chat and Bren Haas. So thank you for listening to Down the Garden Path on Reality Radio 101. We will be right back.
Are you looking for that very unique and personal gift? Then look no further. At Pamper Me Organically, we have that very special gift for that very special person in your life. Pamper Me Organically is a Canadian-owned and operated company that specializes and sells organic bath and beauty products. Come in and visit us locally in the Pickering Village Courtyard in Pickering, Ontario, or visit our website at www.pampermeorganically.com. We ship worldwide for all of your online purchases. Call us at 416-629-1952. That's 416-629-1952. Remember, at Pamper Me Organically, we never sell any product that contains harmful chemicals, fragrances, colorants, or animal ingredients. We are Pamper Me Organically, where you always get great products at a great price.
Are you curious about your birth sign? Have you ever wondered about the most positive day to choose for a wedding or the best date to schedule an upcoming event? Have you ever questioned what the planets and stars have to do with your future? If you stated yes to these questions, then you need to consult astrologer extraordinaire Marilyn Mazzotta for your very own personal astrological reading. Marilyn is a certified professional astrologer with over 35 years of amazing astrological experience, providing her clients with enlightening consultations that are available over the phone or through Skype. Please check out the many professional astrological services that Marilyn has to offer at www.readingsbymarilyn.com. That's www.readingsbymarilyn.com. Why wait? Get a fresh and new perspective on your life. You will be amazed.
The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is strongly advised. Welcome back to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. Send Joanne an email right now, realityradio101@yahoo.com. And now, back to your host, Joanne Shaw.
Thank you very much, Gary, and welcome back to Bren Haas with hashtag Garden Chat and ConnectShareAndGrow.com. Welcome back. So, what else should we talk about?
Well, tonight we're talking about weather and gardening.
Excellent. So that's the topic tonight.
Yes, and then we've got a great lineup in June. Everything from vegetable gardening tips to creating a butterfly garden to drought-friendly plants.
Excellent.
Another interesting topic that we're going to have is growing vines.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
And I hope when we do our vegetable one, I'm definitely going to ask questions about in containers, because I think that's a big one, growing vegetables in pots and the best type way to fertilize those. And yeah, I can just think of a gazillion questions come to mind.
That's awesome. That's what it's about.
Yes.
You know, you could probably tweet it early and it may end up getting picked up anyhow on the for the event, right?
Yeah. Well, that's good. I will have to think about that. So do you take suggestions from others? Do you or kind of watch for trends for topics, or how do you come up with your topics?
Yeah, I do a little of both. You know, I kind of comb over, you know, what everybody's sharing on all the different social media platforms. And then I also, you know, I'll ask quite a few people privately, you know, mm-hmm. hey, what do you think about this? What mm-hmm. do you want to talk about? Just, you know, fellow, I call them the communicators.
Oh,
know,
good name.
That I respect and, you know. And I also, you know, I'll tweet out quite often when I'm working on putting the schedule together, just asking people, hey, what do you want to talk about on Garden Chat? It's fun. I mean, like I said, every week we've got new people coming on. So, I mean, we're doing something good here, right?
Yeah. No, I definitely think so. And I think we're tying in the two generations as well, like the generation that might not have been gardening, you know, didn't grow up gardening like you and I did. I mean, I did and I didn't. You know, my grandparents were real big gardeners.
Sure.
You said your parents were gardeners. So I think there's a lot of people that they didn't necessarily weren't exposed to it, but they still want to get into it. And they're social media savvy people. So it's a, you know, instead of asking their parents and their grandparents, they can now turn to, you know, the internet and social media. And I think that's a great use for it.
Totally.
And also the current, like, I think the big thing is, because yes, Google's out there, but I think things change quickly in the garden. Plants change. There's always improvements. There's always better techniques and better products.
Right.
And the weather changes. So I think the information on is much more current and,
right.
you know, the immediacy of it. So I think
right.
it's such a great resource. I really, really do.
Oh, totally.
So.
You know, you said about combining two different generations. It's kind of interesting because, you know, I see a mix, a pretty even mix of, you know, retired generation, like the older, you know, 65
yep.
and older even, who share on Twitter, more so on Facebook, though.
Yes, yeah.
But, I mean, but you also have the 20-year-old hipster, you know, who's
yes.
all into, you know, growing naturally.
Right.
So it's kind of neat to listen to both voices and... You know, they are. I really believe they're learning from each other.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. No, I agree. And I see that, too, in my, I get calls from customers, like the young couple with the baby who, you know, this is their first home and their first garden, to, you know, mature people with their, like, their downsized home, and they want to hit the ground running. They know they need a design and they need it installed right, and they want large plants because they don't want to wait for them to grow, you know.
Right.
So definitely it's gardening is kind of like the equalizer, you know. Everybody is into it regardless of the age, and everybody's into it in different ways, you know. And even though people, you know, one of the first things out of people's mouths to me is they want a low maintenance garden, but when I'm there, they bring up vegetables, you know, and oh, how about a, you know, a fruit tree? Can I have a fruit tree? And
yeah.
you know, and I'm thinking, well, yeah, but there goes the low maintenance. Like, you need still,
I don't know.
You know,
there's a lot of really easy varieties out there.
There is, yes.
Pretty low maintenance.
Yes, I know. But we're talking people, when they say low maintenance, they're like virtually thinking they want like close, the next best thing to plastic plants, right? Like they are wanting nothing to do. So I have to explain
right.
to them that there's a difference between low maintenance and no maintenance, right?
Sure.
So
yeah.
No, you're true. It's true there. And there are some wonderful plants out there, and I certainly have done well with what I've, you know, my couple years of experimenting in pots and containers in my backyard and recommending to others. So definitely jalapenos grow, like I just think about what grows well, and and I really enjoy it. So and I even
making
did
making me hungry
am
jalapenos.
I sorry
I just remembered I had a bunch I bought at the market. We're going to make some of those jalapeno poppers. You ever have those?
Yes, yes. Perfect. Now, when you have, because you have so many, like you said, all those acres, what do you do with all that, like, food? Are you then, do you do canning? Do you do... Yes. Okay.
I do a lot of preserving of the food, whether it be in the freezer or I do quite a bit of canning, and then I'm crazy. I also there's things I really enjoy that I haven't mastered growing enough, like say sweet corn, and here in the States, I'm sure it's the same in Canada. We can depend on our farmers market.
Right.
So even though I can't grow it, I'll go support local and buy, and then it's very simple to preserve the corn, just quick blanch and throw it in the freezer, right?
Wow.
We have close to 20 acres here. I'll be fair to say 11 acres of it is woods, which we keep natural and, which is great for including the wildlife into the garden.
Excellent.
It's also lots of challenges because the deer attacked one of my roses again yesterday.
Okay. And then you have bunnies and, yes.
The bunnies really, they don't, it's not a bother like when I lived in town. But, I grow vegetables over in a 40 by 60, I call it a traditional vegetable garden, where it's, in the ground,
Yes.
And then I also have a big section over by my home greenhouse. I've got a little 10 by 12 greenhouse where I grow year round in there.
Excellent.
There's raised beds around that where I also grow vegetables. I put 8 new varieties of tomatoes in. I'm pretty excited about this year. And I grow in containers just like you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, I think when you were talking about the containers, the key there is watering.
Yes.
Don't overwater. I think that's the big thing with those.
And bigger pots. I know last year, the year before, I kind of squeezed my way through those pots, but last year I really invested in much bigger pots.
Totally.
And
I'm finding even with those little petite tomatoes where you get the little cherry size, all the different, it still worked best if I did the old practice of breaking off, those bottom leaves on the root, on your main stem there and planting it a little deeper.
Okay.
Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Yeah. No, no. And I just learned that too at that plant sale. They said, no, you need to plant it all the way down. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
So yes.
Right, but now only on tomatoes. You can't do that on kale or something.
Right. Or peppers, right?
Oh yeah. No, don't do that.
Now I haven't even planted my peppers. They're still in the cell packs, but they're flowering. Bren, is that okay?
It's okay.
It's not too early?
Yeah. I mean, just watch the cold, when we put them out. When you were talking about the frost we had and things, I have a sheet. I just throw a sheet over it, like a old bedding sheet.
Yep.
And make sure you remove it first thing in the morning, and it's fine. But I would hope we're getting safe here.
Yeah, I think so.
Not worry? Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're done. I really do. I think
so.
we're safe. They always say the 2-4, and it's our it's your holiday, really, the 2-4, but I think we're good after May 2-4. So so let's think positively. Well, thank you so much for. I can't believe we're running out of time because I feel like I've learned a lot, and it was really excited to share about the resources of hashtag Garden Chat. And I really hope our listeners check it out on Facebook, on Twitter. You can join in and watch the chat tonight that starts at 9. Instagram, if you're on Instagram. I didn't realize you were on Flickr because I'm not on Flickr.
Yeah, we have a group on there.
Yeah, so that is great. Is there anything else that you would like to promote or share or tell our listeners?
Right, I want to invite everybody to come on like you did. And, if you have a question about how to participate or to find out more, you can always tweet me at BG_garden. Or jump on the hashtag there, ask a question. I watch it, so I'll see you.
We have a late question here.
Oh, excellent.
For Bren. It says, how many people usually are involved in Garden Chat every Monday night? And that's from Lisa. And she is the houseplant guru.
Oh, Lisa.
The houseplant guru. She is awesome. You know, I know Lisa. You need to do a story on her.
Excellent.
Her house is amazing. She has plants everywhere.
They're
beautiful.
Thank you for listening, Lisa. You can join us anytime. But go ahead, Bren.
So, how many people participate? You know, when I keep track of the 1 hour, you know, the 9 to 10 slot, we have impressions during that time of well over 100,000 impressions, if
wow.
you understand how that works on Twitter, which can be anywhere from, you know, 25 to 50 people who actually share on there.
Okay.
But then, you know, there's kind of a mass there where, you know, the people retweet or they favorite, and that makes it a bigger impression. Does
right.
that make sense?
Yeah. So it is a little tricky to gauge because we're active, right? It's not, you're
yeah.
trying to gauge a moving target.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. Well, thank you for listening, Lisa, Houseplant Guru. I do know you from Twitter and from watching you on Garden Chat as well. So thank you for listening. And, Bren, I see. So they can also go to your website at bggarden.com and that you have a blog and a podcast.
Right.
Excellent.
Actually recently, I encourage people to go, you know, don't just stay in the garden world. Reach out. Go to blogger events.
Yes.
Back in February, I went to a garden blogger conference.
Excellent.
And it changed everything for me with the way I think and rebranding myself. And so actually now you can find me, I changed my website to brenhaas.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
excellent.
Yeah, which is still BG Garden.
Yes.
But it's
yeah.
more open.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah,
so,
for
yeah.
sure. For sure, yes, and I was telling you about the Garden Blogger Fling that is coming up in a couple weeks here in Toronto, and I'm going to be participating in that, so I'm so excited to meet people. Garden bloggers from all over the world are coming to Toronto, and I get to be part of it, so I'm really
right.
looking forward to that, very
a
much
great
so.
Group of ladies.
Yeah.
I can't wait to follow your photos.
Yes.
And you'll be tweeting.
Yes,
right?
I will be tweeting. I'll be sharing with you a ton, I promise.
Awesome.
So please, thank you very much, Bren, for being here. And I will see you tonight at 9 o'clock, quote-unquote, see you.
All right. Thank
but,
you, Joanne.
Okay, I'll let you get ready for the show, for your Twitter
Thanks.
Show. And
yep.
Again, thank you for participating. We'll talk soon. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Bren, and thank you. Gary, are we there still? Yep, we are. Okay. I hope everyone enjoyed the show and learning more about this great resource out there. And please visit Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. As usual, you can also, if you've got a question and you want it just to send it to me, please go to downtoearth.ca, my website, and you'll see all my my social media links there, from Pinterest right through to Twitter. I'd love to get to know you, help you with your garden, answer any questions that you have. And like Bren said, we're always learning from each other, and I try to help my customers as much as I can. And I do want to have a shout out. I've got 30 seconds left or so. Shout out to anybody who is considering getting any landscape design work done or any landscape construction done this year. Please, now is the time to get in the queue. It is a really challenging time for contractors and designers, where this is our kind of our big time, busy time. But it doesn't mean that we won't get to you this year, but I think the sooner you get in the queue, the sooner you get the design done and the quote done from the contractor. Most contractors now would be booking for jobs and installations for August. Maybe even into September, some of them, depending on when you're looking. And because we're also so dependent on the weather, right? We have 2 weeks of rain, and that pushes everything back to 2 weeks. So I just want everybody to know to have patience with us. We're all working as hard as we can to meet all the needs of our customers and get your plants and your gardens installed as quickly as we can. But we need your help, and the sooner you get in contact with us, the sooner we can get going. So that's my little 2 cents about landscape design and landscape construction at this time of year. I want to, again, thank everyone for joining me, and I hope to see you tonight on Twitter chat on Twitter at hashtag Garden Chat. And good night, and thanks for joining me down the garden path.
You've been listening to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101.